things in order. Don't base everything on your financial bank account or your health, because that can change in a heartbeat, or your family status, because that can also change in a heartbeat, or your political affiliation, because that can change in a heartbeat, or the history of this country in battle with the history of other countries, because that can all change in a heartbeat. But what is constant is the peace that transcends this earth. The peace from the Father. He sent His Son to die on a cross. And then His Son promised His disciples and promised those believers to not give up believing, that I'm going to leave behind a companion for you to be strengthened by. And that companion was the Holy Spirit. I'd like to expand on this prayer. And I'm not even going to pronounce her last name. But anyway, Maggie. This is Maggie's prayer. The story behind this is pretty powerful. Lord, Your miracles break forth every day, and let me not be an obstacle in any way. That was her prayer. Now, you hear stories of martyrs and sacrifices, but this was one that you might have not heard of. She was not stopped. She did not stop. She put things in order according to Paul's directions, to put things in order and not allow the circumstances to overcome you. So, and there's so many miracles around us that we, but here's the thing, we have to be aware not to stop the course of action. We can't be a stumbling block for progress, for success. Many of us are. Many of us say, oh, we can't do that. We can't do that. You know, Lewis and Clark, you've heard of Lewis and Clark. They were river goers. They were water goers. But they found that they had to go across from this body of water to that body of water through the Rocky Mountains. They said, well, how are we going to do this? And so they had to change their way of thinking. Our bishop talked about that, talked about having a bold imagination. Let us look to new opportunities to share the gospel according to Christ. Not the gospel according to what we believe is Christ. Maggie was not stopped by the violence that was given to her. In fact, she embraced it and she looked beyond it and she prayed, don't let me be an obstacle to your miracles. That's a tremendous testimony. Tremendous prayer. Let us continue to be a gateway of God's grace as we celebrate the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let us also celebrate our own gifts and talents to share with one another. Let us pray. Lord, let Your miracles break forth every day. And let me not be an obstacle in any way. Amen.